One Winter. Story by Yujin Chan. Illustration by Michael Liu. Hurrian Books. When school got out, it was raining hard. Ali and her classmates formed a line and began to walk home. As they approached the alley near her home, Ali broke into a run.
"Mom, I'm back!"
she shouted, bursting through the door. Her mom's reply was lost in the loud pitter-patter of the rain. A sweet aroma was coming from the steamer on top of the stove. Ali couldn't resist lifting the lid for a peek.
"Careful not to burn yourself," said her mom.
"Okay. Hey, where did you go today?"
asked Ali.
"To take a gift over to our new neighbor's house. These steamed buns are from Mrs. Jung. They just moved in."
No sooner had Ali eaten one of the buns than she began clamoring for another.
"The rest of these are for your dad," said her mom, "and for your brother and sister when they get back from cram school tonight."
In the evening, Ali's mother wanted Ali's father to try one of the steamed buns with his dinner. He finished it and said,
"Won't feel full until I've had some rice."
Ali's mom quickly went and got a bowl of rice for him, then said,
"The new neighbors have a daughter Ali's age."
"So, will she be in my class?"
Ali asked curiously. The bell rang. When the teacher entered the classroom, everyone's gaze turned to the girl with the ponytail standing beside her. The new student's name was Rainy. Her dad had recently been transferred to this area, so she was now in Ali's class. The teacher assigned Rainy a seat next to Ali. After class, Ali started to chat with Rainy. She even walked home with Rainy after school. On Sunday morning, Ali went with her mom to the traditional market. Today, her mom was going to make dumplings. Before the Jung family moved here, Ali and her family had never tried dumplings. Her mom mentioned something Mrs. Jung said, that her family would always have dumplings during the Chinese New Year holiday because if you eat dumplings, you'll get rich. Ali's brother, who was a big fan of dumplings, proposed,
"So, how about we make dumplings too this Chinese New Year?"
On Sunday afternoon, Rainy invited Ali over to her house to play. Mrs. Jung brought out a plate filled with sweets for Ali. She also peeled an apple and gave each of the girls half. As she ate the sweets and apple slice, Ali felt happy and content. Rainy took out her stamp collection, which was a real eye-opener for Ali. Many of her classmates collected stamps, but few had foreign stamps like these.
"Can you show these to our classmates tomorrow?"
Ali proposed.
Okay.
Rainy replied hesitantly. Their teacher would be taking them on a field trip to the zoo the next day. Still, not wanting to disappoint Ali, she agreed. Despite going to bed early that night, Ali tossed and turned and didn't fall asleep until very late. When she got up the next morning, her mom had already prepared everything for the field trip. After breakfast, Ali went to find Rainy, asking excitedly,
"Did you bring your stamp album?"
Rainy took out the album, giggling as she handed it to Ali. As soon as they got to school, Ali invited their classmates to have a look at Rainy's stamp collection. Everyone was still admiring it when the teacher told the class to line up for the field trip. The teacher took the class to the zoo. Ali especially liked the giraffes. She and Rainy went to the giraffe enclosure, where the two gazed up at the curious creatures until their necks were sore. Next, the girls walked over to the bird sanctuary, Rainy was thrilled to see peacocks, swans, and red-crowned cranes. The elephant enclosure was one of the classmates' favorites, and the teacher had everyone gather for a group photo. All the way back to school, Rainy's stamp album was passed around among the classmates. Everybody enjoyed it. On the way home, Rainy searched in her bag, then suddenly asked Allie,
"Have you seen my stamp album?"
"No,"
Allie replied, shaking her head.
"It's gone,"
Rainy exclaimed, and started to cry.
"Come on, let's have a good look,"
said Allie, emptying out Rainy's bag. But the album wasn't there.
"Maybe someone took it home by mistake,"
said Allie.
"We can ask our classmates tomorrow."
Rainy's stamp album had disappeared. No one admitted to taking it. Although Rainy had never blamed Allie, Allie still felt guilty about it. She started to avoid Rainy. On the first day of winter vacation, Allie's mom mentioned that Rainy's father had been transferred to a different area and that Rainy's family would be moving again. Allie had been avoiding Rainy, but she never thought this would happen. Now she'd never be able to visit Rainy again. Allie heard her mom and Mrs. Jung saying goodbye. She also saw Rainy busily packing her things. But it wasn't until her mom called to her that Allie finally went over and said goodbye to Rainy. The new semester began. Allie got a letter from Rainy. In the letter, Rainy talked about life at her new school. Most importantly, she mentioned that she had a new album with stamps from all over the world. It was a birthday gift from her father. After Rainy moved away, dumplings would occasionally appear on the dinner table. When Allie looked at them, she would think about the special friend she made that one winter.